News, GIS News, a roundup of government lead stories for the week.
Jamaica stands to benefit from millions in development assistance from the European Commission over the next 5 years. The Commission has announced $346 million in funding for programs in the Caribbean up to 2020. The amount is part of over €800 million in support to the Caribbean and Latin American region. The development support is one of the outcomes of the two-day summit of heads of state and government of the European Union and the countries of the Community of Latin America and Caribbean States, CELAC, held June 10 and 11 in Brussels, Belgium. More than 5,000 jobs are expected to be created following multi-million U.S. dollar investments by two integrated resort developers. Finance Minister Dr. Peter Phillips announced that Cabinet has given approval for provisional development orders to be issued to Harmony Cove Limited and Celebration Jamaica Development Limited as approved integrated resort developers.
In terms of the Harmony Cove development, the total estimated cost for Phase 1 is projected at $970 million, with annual job creation forecast at more than 1,200 direct jobs during construction and more than 2,700 direct full-time equivalent jobs once operations commence. For Celebration Jamaica Development Limited, the estimated cost for Phase 1 is approximately $500 million, with employment in excess of 2,400 persons.
Dr. Phillips was addressing the nation on the progress of the country's economic reform program and the status of the economy last Tuesday. He says under the terms of the order, each of the projects will be required to start construction by mid-2016 and to ultimately construct 2,000 hotel rooms each. The Ministry of Health will be adding 10 new ambulances to its fleet to improve services in the health sector. Health Minister Dr. Fenton Ferguson signed a contract on Wednesday, June 17, with Toyota Jamaica Limited for the purchasing of the ambulances. The contract, which is valued at over $81 million, was signed during a press conference at the Jamaica Diaspora Conference.
The procurement of these ambulances, therefore, while complementing several other activities, will assist to fill some of the existing gaps where transporting patients is concerned. In addition, we have signed off on two new ambulances to be procured through Chase Fund. Very shortly, I'm also going to be handing over two buses to be used as part of the mental health program.
Dr. Ferguson adds that six additional ambulances will be sourced through the program for the reduction of maternal and child mortality. And the National Solid Waste Management Authority, NSWMA, will be launching a major cleanup drive aimed at reducing mosquito breeding sites in major towns across the island. This as the government continues to work to contain the Aedes aegypti mosquito, which transmits the Zika virus.
I am making an appeal to all the agencies of government and indeed from the private sector to join with the NSWMA as we seek to clean our towns one by one.
Acting Executive Director of the NSWMA, Colonel Daniel Price, addressing a press conference last week at Jamaica House. He is urging communities that have high populations of mosquitoes to work with the NSWMA in addressing this problem by cleaning up their surroundings. Those were some of the top stories making the news last week. I'm Anjuie James Sawyers.
The GOJ News Recap, weekends right here on this station. A production of the Jamaica Information Service, the voice of Jamaica.
The Companies Office of Jamaica, COJ, wants you to get compliant. If you have outstanding annual returns, want to remove your company from the register, or close your business name, take advantage of the COJ's two-month amnesty. Access reduced fees on selected services. Remove companies in arrears for a flat fee of $10,000. File annual returns for $3,000 each, and close business names for only $2,000. And it gets better. All late fees and penalties are waived for annual returns. Stop the delinquency. Get compliant. Come in today. The Company's Office of Jamaica Amnesty, May 4 to June 30. Call 908-4419-224 for details.